If you walk by the offices of the Aspen Police or Picken County Sheriff on any given night, you might notice the sounds and smells of idling car engines. Unattended vehicles running, spewing emissions into the air. It could be viewed as a violation of the Aspen Air Quality Ordinance, enacted in 1992, to address the city's ongoing fight to keep pollution down. And it certainly flies in the face of the City of Aspen's Canary Initiative, which aims to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 30% by 2020 and 80% by 2015. On a recent night, an APD vehicle parked near the department had been running for at least 40 minutes with no officer in sight. When first asked about the PD's policy on idling, Assistant Chief Linda Consuegra said officers do not engage in the practice. But when the recent idling incident was cited, Police Chief Richard Pryor attempted to explain why his officers keep their engines running while they are in the patrol room.
I suspect if people are leaving cars idling, it's most likely because it's very cold, it's snowing, they want to keep the vehicle warm, ready to go if they get an emergency call.
But that Tuesday night, it was around 28 degrees and no snow was falling. And on several nights this relatively mild winter, law enforcement vehicles have been running with their engines on without drivers in them. All of the nights observed were clear and free of snow.
Hey, Carolyn, I have no excuse for that whatsoever, except that I think that's unacceptable. And like I said, on the night you described, there's no reason we should be running our cars.
That's Picken County Sheriff Joe DeSavo. He's responding to my inquiry as to why one of his deputy's cars was running with no one in it on Friday night when temperatures were above freezing. While law enforcement is exempt from the ordinance to allow for quick emergency response times, idling to keep an officer's patrol car warm and clear isn't the intent behind the exemption. C.J. Oliver is the Director of Environmental Health for the City of Aspen.
Especially in the wintertime, that needs to be ready to go, frost off of the window, etc. But still, it won't take 40 minutes to make that happen. We certainly try to work with those folks to, you know, set a decent example. We certainly don't want it to be egregious, nor do we want it to look bad in the eye of the public either.
The city's air quality ordinance prohibits vehicle engines from idling for more than 3 minutes. The fine starts at $100 and can be as much as $500 with a mandatory court appearance for habitual offenders. But citations are few and far between. Oliver's office has issued under a dozen citations in the last couple of years. Environmental health staffers go out 2 to 4 times a month and check specifically for idling vehicles in residential and commercial areas. They typically issue warnings and work to educate people about the law. If they find egregious violators, that's when a ticket is handed down. Enforcement is also complaint-based. Oliver wasn't able to give specific numbers on how much idling engines contribute to greenhouse gas emissions, but he acknowledged it can be significant, especially in a town where there's a concerted effort to keep levels of particulate matter down.
An idling vehicle is getting 0 miles to a gallon, and the engine doesn't run nearly as efficient when a vehicle is idling as it does when it's actually driving down the street.
The patrol cars that are idling are SUVs. The sheriff's office uses Chevys, and the police department recently swapped out its hybrid fleet for Fords. Pryor says that's because the hybrids were not designed for police work, and the new SUVs have better ergonomics. Both law enforcement agencies are planning to build new facilities, and a covered parking garage will eliminate the need to keep engines idling due to snow or cold temperatures.
Yeah, it's one of those catch-22 situations where, yes, you want to be environmentally responsible, but also we've got a job to do, and we want to be able to respond appropriately when we need to. So kind of a difficult situation.
The city's air quality ordinance was before its time in terms of waging a war on eliminating emissions. And it does help with today's goals in the Environmental Health Department. Again, C.J. Oliver.
If we're successful with reducing idling, we certainly are successful in reducing greenhouse gases, and that helps the Canary Initiative for sure.
One day after he was made aware of the practice, DeSavo sent an email to all of his deputies telling them to stop their engines when they are in their courthouse offices. It's unknown if the Aspen Police Department has taken any action. Oliver's department has been made aware of the issue. Carolyn Sakariasen, Aspen Public Radio News.